My name is Laura Odin, and I'm a musician. I spent a lot of years dancing around this term. For most of the past four decades, I felt like it would be cheating others if I applied this term to myself. I sat down with my dad to talk about music and our family. I wanted the long view.
Keep in mind that my grandfather, Odin, Thomas Blewett Odin, was a fiddler.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
He was a Presbyterian preacher. And he was a farmer, but incidentally also a fiddler. Now, this is not unimportant in our family, because grandmother, you never did know her, did you? But my grandmother Odin was very straight-laced, very religious, and my granddad was kind of, you know, a kind of a free spirit, you know, but in a small town way, you know. Uh-huh. He wasn't a free spirit and living wildly or anything like that.
See, I thought all the musical history was on the Clark side.
No, I would say it's also on Dad's side. Dad had a very good tenor voice. I think one of the reasons Mom might have fallen in love with Dad is he had a great voice. She was a musician. He was a lawyer. And they were quite a pair, I think, as a young... They were very good-looking young people. They really were. I've seen pictures of them at that age. I agree with you that most of the musical influences that I notice in my family came from my granddad Clark, who owned a kind of an opera house in Duke, Oklahoma, and took his family every summer on the train to Chicago, and they had music lessons there. Mm-hmm. Aunt Mary played the violin, Louise played the harp, Catherine played the violin. Mm-hmm. Mom played the piano.
Brothers
played, both of them played the flute. It was a musical family that when they performed at this little, well, it was a movie house, but you know, in that time, in a little town.
In Duke.
And Mom usually was the one that played the piano in when they had silent movies and all of this silent movie music. It was just background music, but you timed it according to what was going on, you know.
So when they had a film at this movie house, it was the four sisters that provided all of the sound.
They called it the Clark sisters. I mean, that was their identity. They would have been in Duke in the 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. Of course, she taught music in Aldous for so many years, like 50 years maybe. And so anybody in Aldous would just think of us as a musical family. We're always involved in bands, productions, concerts.
So Lily's father is the one, I believe, that instilled the appreciation for music in that family.
I believe that's right.
Did he play music, or do you have any idea why, where his interest came from?
I've never seen him play anything, but I knew that he loved music, and he loved to hear his daughters sing, play, perform. That's just what that family did.
The next one blindly waits for her turn. As one by one, a mother disengages the knots that have kept them all undone.
And so if you looked at our piano bench, a lot
popular
of them were kind
tunes
of like Broadway musicals or that kind of thing of that period. That would be Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, and that sort of thing. You know, this is just the best stuff. This was a great era of music. I couldn't have picked a better time. Mm-hmm. So that was my base as a music. Then I was in the band. Then I was in what we called the Hungry Five. It's just a kind of a folk music group. We knew an awful lot of Woody Guthrie, and one of my closest colleagues at the University of Oklahoma in the music part of it was Bob Simha, who was a student of Pete Seeger, but he could play the five-string banjo. So I learned my five-string banjo from Bob, who learned it from Pete. He went on these, wow, you know, boat up and down the Hudson River. Uh-huh. They had a group.
Yeah.
And he was with them before he came to the University of Oklahoma. It must have been high school. We met every Sunday at like about 2 o'clock out there.
Just
on
to play music?
Just to play music. And if anybody came along and wanted to listen to us, we could go forever.
And you played banjo or banjo and guitar? Or what were you
mostly
playing?
Mostly five-string banjo, but I had a guitar also. But the music part was a big part of my life.
You and Uncle Tal did play music together, I'm sure of it.
When we would get together, you know, Tal would almost always sit down at the piano, and I would almost always join him and sit at the end of the piano bench, and he took up most of the piano bench. And he played all over the piano, and I played the right at the very top of it.
Is that the way it always was? Or
well, I'm exaggerating. No, I could have always encroached on his territory, but mostly I was at the soprano side of the music.
It's funny because whenever I've seen you play together, you are always on that side.
Yeah, it's just it's habit, had a long habit. But Tal also and I were very, very much involved in band work. And at that time I was writing music. I went through a period when I pretty seriously thought I might be a composer. That was more than, just incidental.
I think the thing that seems the most unique about our family is that there was just this culture of music that I grew
up
in.
Absolutely was, yeah. All during the day, my mother was having music students in the front room, living room. So we were usually in the back, but we heard music all day long. Loved music. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing in my life. And I didn't really love performance, but I did a lot of performing.
That seems surprising to me.
I always did it, but I don't think I was very good at it. I never was a terrific performer. David Rutherford and I wrote the school song for our Altus High School. Still sing it.
You wrote the school song?
Yeah, right. Hail to the Bulldogs of old Altus High. We like you, can't help laughing. We love you, we'll stick to you tight, so fight.
That's great. Oh. I love it. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they still sing it at Altus High School.
When do you
it's
think
the
that
school
was?
Song.
When did you write that?
It was about 48 or 49.
Uncle Tal's house was like, every holiday, that was the epicenter of, just a big, giant music jam session.
It really was. Well, that's almost every night.
Every night, every holiday, every year. And as the kids grew up, they just got more and more proficient.
Yeah.
Look at the number of generations we're talking about. Yeah. And that's 5 generations of really proficient musicians. And I think that what I've come to notice is that I took different stabs at music over the course of my lifetime. But in the end, now that I'm coming back to it after this really long hiatus, I think what I'm noticing is this sort of cumulative effect where it feels like is helping me to find a voice.
And fix every...